The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, Dr. Caroline Leaf reveals how our thoughts and emotions impact our physical bodies.
So toxic thinking in your brain will actually become a physical reaction in your body. So the way in which you think will affect your intellect, your emotions, and your physical health. So if you submit your free will to Christ, He's going to take that and He's going to show you how to turn that around and to create healthy thoughts.
Overcoming stress with healthy thoughts. Next.
For joining us on Life Today. I'm Betty Robinson, and this is James, and we're talking about our body as our temple.
Yeah, it's God's temple.
God's temple.
Yeah, and the thing is, we had a guest on months back that you talk about somebody that talks fast. Now, those of you in New York who watch this, you're not even out of the starting blocks yet. This lady, she was so rapid fire with her beautiful South African accent, because she's from Johannesburg, South Africa. And she's a PhD who has really studied learning. She is a learning specialist. Her name is Dr. Caroline Leaf. Now, here's the book. And I'm going to tell you something. It was like we couldn't mail it out fast enough. We didn't have enough. We didn't have enough people to answer the telephone. And then that was the case all over the world. And then it was the case for her back in South Africa. Who switched off my brain? It was like, Betty, everybody we're talking to must have felt like their brains turned off. And so they thought, hey, I got to get this thing dealt with. And here's the little byline, controlling toxic thoughts and emotions. And what Dr. Leaf did, and you're going to meet her here in just a moment. And you know what Betty said, I think she talks so fast, I don't know if people can keep up with her. Well, I watched the program later in the day because we watch it in our home. We watch the ask. We tape this program, pre-tape it. And so then we sit at home like you do and we watch, but we can watch it at different times. And I caught it and I kept finding myself moving forward to the edge of my seat. And I said, Betty, I'll tell you what. Nobody can do something else. They can't wash dishes. They can't just think about
listening
their coffee.
Harder, yeah.
They're going to be zeroed in. And I'm telling you, it was obvious. Everybody wanted some help. And so what she's done is she has come back. And we have got, along with Dr. Janet McCaro and with Marty Copeland, a health series with 8 sessions. And Dr. Leaf taught 4 of them. So she taught 4 of the 8, dealing with our brain and what happens. And she's here to talk about how, in fact, those things that enter our brain can become like a let's say, an infection in their damaging potential. They become like a grip. They become like a visible deposit that you can actually see. And then the fruitfulness of good thoughts looks like this incredible fruitful tree. And she's going to talk to us about it. I want you to welcome Dr. Caroline Leaf from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Thank
Caroline,
you.
We're glad to
Thank
see you.
You.
Were you amazed at the response?
Overwhelmed, and thank you so much. It was just fantastic to see how people's hearts were just so welcoming and just so in need of all this help.
And so, they received it. You know, listen to this psychology. Here we began to send these books everywhere, and here, I'll just read it to you. I saw your television third. I enjoyed the interview regarding your latest book, Dr. Leaf, Who Switched Off My Brain? I'm a psychologist in San Diego, California. I want all my patients to read the book. I want my office mates to read your book. I want copies for my friends to read. You know, she wanted to get it to everybody. This was a psychologist. I want everybody to have it. And then as the people began to get it, see, knowing that this is what's happening, you were just spilling the truth. Everybody wanted it to pass it on. Now you've come in to teach. Explain to us and to our viewers so we can understand it, a little bit of the highlights of what you go into very thoroughly in the 4 sessions right here in the Life Outreach Studios at Life Today. And you talk. Tell us what's going on in our mind that causes you to use a term like the mind being switched off or being damaged. What's happening?
Well, what I've done in this series is I first teach people about the anatomy of thought. You know, if you can understand how your brain works, if you can understand how it functions, it makes something that's very out there something very tangible. So I teach people about the anatomy of thought. What's actually happening now as you're listening to me? What's going on? How does that thought form in your brain? And then if you think incorrectly, it becomes toxic. So in the second part, I teach people about...
When you say toxic, give us a definition from your perspective of toxic.
Well, toxic is when basically your body functions in electrical electrical chemical feedback loop. So if you don't think correctly, the way that the nerve cells look like trees, and like you so clearly explained just now, that if it's a good thought, it will be a luscious green tree with lovely green leaves on, but if it's a toxic thought, it's like a weed with thorns on, and it becomes a negative...
Like a briar.
And it takes up space, and it occupies space, and it grows through the brain, and things like anger and hate and bitterness and rejection and those things, that memory looks different to a good, happy, positive memory in your brain. And when you have those toxic memories actually physically growing, because it's a physical thing that actually happens in your brain, it actually physically grows, it upsets the whole electrical chemical feedback loop in the brain. And then that causes your whole body to, that thought is translated by the middle part of your brain into a physical reaction in your body. So toxic thinking in your brain will actually become a physical reaction in your body. So the way in which you think will affect your intellect, your emotions, and your physical health. And if, you know, if we can understand that that is a reality, we can also change it, because the scientific research shows us that you can grow your brain at will. So if you've grown a toxic thought, you can actually fix that up, which is amazing, because if you think that, if you have an abuse or a rejection or a bitterness or any kind of, that becomes a thought that's in your head, because your brain, everything begins and ends in the brain. So if you've got this toxic thought, this toxic emotion in your brain, this actual memory that looks a bit like a tree, and it's got all these thorns on, you can actually deal with that. God gives you His incredible, incredible ability. Within 4 days, you can start changing the way in which your brain functions. So through correct thinking.
You can take a negative, almost like an abscess, and you can eliminate it and get, say, like an even more healthy blood flow.
Absolutely.
In other words, you can actually go from no fruitfulness, like the Bible talks about a root of bitterness.
Yes, yes.
Would that bitterness like be a deposit?
It'll be a deposit with thorns on it. Actually, literally grows.
Can you actually see that?
You can actually see that. I've actually got a picture over here. If you have a look at this picture over here. What we have over here is an image of the inside of the brain, and over there is it's a minute portion of the brain that's been magnified, and it looks like a whole lot of spaghetti and meatballs, but that over there is a very strong memory with lots of branches. Now, the more you think, the more branches you grow, because that's where the branches actually hold the information that's coming in. Now, if it's a good memory, that's a good memory, that's a healthy memory, but when it becomes negative, it actually creates that kind of effect, like a black hole. Because when you learn...
It's like an abscess.
It's like an abscess. Mm-hmm. Literally becomes like an abscess. As you are thinking, learning is an electrical chemical process. So in order to grow those branches, you need electrical activity and you need chemicals. Now, if it's a positive, what I call a faith-based emotion or a faith-based memory, you're going to pick up the right kind of chemicals and you'll build a good, healthy memory. You'll build one of these kind of memories, the healthy memory. But if it is a negative one, if it's a fear-based emotion, there's only fear or faith-based emotions, so all the negative emotions come out of fear. And if it's one of those, you'll actually pick up the wrong amount of chemicals and the wrong type of chemicals, and then all the excess chemicals literally grow little thorns on the trees and change the whole electrical chemical status around the memory, and it becomes this black hovering negative cloud. And that then stimulates a whole release of chemicals through your brain, puts your body into the stress reaction, and makes us mentally...
Into stress. Depression would be...
Well, depression is a side effect of stress. Now, what happens is that the result of toxic thinking is a physical reaction in your body called stress. So stress has got three stages, and stress is really the reaction of a toxic thought. The first stage of stress is good, because that's what we use to actually build memory. It alerts us and prepares us for the memory building process. But your body's only supposed to be in that state for a very short time. What happens, however, is that...
Is that like an adrenaline rush?
Like it is. And it,
similar?
That's right, and it gets the blood flowing, and it gets your brain prepared to build memories, but it's only a short period of time. Then what happens is if your body stays in that stress reaction, those chemicals are not supposed to flow for too long. If your thinking is toxic, if you started building one of these memories, your body will shift over into the stage of 2 of stress, and your body will start releasing chemicals throughout the body that affect the way in which you function. It affects your intellect, it affects your emotions, it affects your physical body, and there's a very specific route that it travels through your body. So literally, you've got an area of your brain called the deep limbic system, and that's the internal part of your brain, and that deals with all our emotions. It's what I call the chemical factory. It's the part of your brain that secretes the chemicals that we need to build memory. Now, if that part of your brain brain is secreting the wrong kind of memory, it will then, it responds to your thought life. It responds to the memories that you've built. So if you are activating negative memories, your this chemical factory will secrete negative chemicals and will build these toxic thoughts, and you'll get a physical reaction in your body.
Well, can this be reversed?
That it can be, and that's the good thing. So you can, let's say that that's a negative memory and it's an abuse or a rejection or a bitterness. One actually, you can't build another memory over that memory until you've dealt with that memory. You know, it's the principle of like unto like. So what one has to do is deal with that memory first, that toxic emotion first. So you have to consciously bring all thoughts into captivity to Christ Jesus. You've got to actually examine that
thought. You've got a PhD, you've studied the brain, you look at this thing scientifically, and you just threw a scripture out, like take thoughts captive. Like you believe that when the Bible talks about strongholds, it would be like a grip, almost like a mental fortress.
That's a strong
You believe hold. That is more than just a, let's say, a spiritual reference or truth or statement or what somebody might believe is true. You believe it is provable that if you've got hurt or you've got bitterness or let's say you have lustful thinking, you've programmed addictive thoughts, these bad anger, all these things, you're seeing it becomes like a stronghold that you could actually identify in the brain, and that the opposite of that you can actually identify in the brain where someone has developed not only their memory bank, but the positive input and impressions, and it looks more like something that's fruitful and productive.
Absolutely. It's a physical change that actually occurs, because that will cause a secretion of chemicals and electrical activity and magnetic activity in the brain that is different to a healthy memory. And you can actually change those. It's a physical thing in the brain. It looks different. And in the medical research and the scientific research, they have shown that in order to overcome that, you have to go through a process of forgiveness and repentance. And this is coming out of the medical laboratories where they're not even talking the Bible.
The medical community would talk about that you can't hold resentment
without doing damage. It actually causes damage in the brain. And they're actually advocating that you go through a process of releasing and forgiving and bringing those, you know, controlling your thought life. And as you control your thought life, as you forgive and you release, those thorns start falling off. As you forgive someone, those thorns literally, that chemical structure changes, and those thorns literally fall off, and that memory changes. Now, it doesn't go away. Like, you'll remember the things that you went through in your past.
But it doesn't have a hold on you.
No, it doesn't have a hold, because you literally then can grow the new memory over the old memory. So you can remember the old, but the new one now is the healed memory that you can actually deal with the past. Wow. You can deal with the unforgiveness. It changes.
I had a very dysfunctional childhood, 10 years in absolute poverty, an alcoholic father who left us, who had actually raped my mother when she conceived and gave birth to me at 41. But about 5 years of my life as a child, I lived with a pastor and his wife. And then later, when my home totally exploded, father nearly killed mother, and I nearly killed him in self-defense, and out, he goes to prison. I went back to the pastor and his wife, and my assistant said to me, "Don't you think those few years with that pastor and his wife really made all the difference in your life? Aren't you really grateful for those years?" And I said to her, "No, I'm more grateful for the 10 years when everything was wrong, when everything was so painful. Because out of that, I learned to identify with the pain of others. I learned the capacity to forgive. I learned how to overcome those things, and I'm grateful for the challenges." Now, here's what I hear. When I just gave that little testimony to her, I didn't know all these things you're talking about, but it was obvious that all the hurt that had come my way had really miraculously, in my opinion, by the love of God, reprogrammed my thinking where I could forgive all the abuse and the horrors that happened in 10 years of hell on earth and actually glean good from it. Does that make any sense?
It does make a lot of sense.
That's what you're talking about, reprogramming?
Exactly, but you made a decision of your free will, because you could have become a victim. You could have chosen out of your free will. You know, in your brain, you have the actual genetic code for free will. They've identified that free will has an actual structure in your brain. So you made a decision, James, to actually take that past and to deal with it. And where I do believe the pastor and his wife that looked after you, they would have helped you to create some really good basic patterns.
Because no doubt.
Because
I wasn't even aware of.
No, you wouldn't have.
And they were certainly praying for me.
Absolutely.
I believe there was supernatural intervention. In other words, Dr. Leaf, I don't think that I could have dealt with the issues and reprogrammed. You know, you talked about earlier, take thoughts captive.
That's
you just
right.
kind of threw out a spiritual truth, you'll say, or a scripture. I'm not sure we can take these thoughts captive. I don't even think I can practice proper self-control without a greater source of enabling. Absolutely. I believe I need God's control.
Absolutely.
I'm not as easygoing as Betty, and she's easygoing, but I tell you, I know the easygoing Betty. And I got to tell you, this sweet, beautiful little smiling girl, she needs God's help too.
Absolutely.
Not just to live
Absolutely.
With me, but she needs God's help to live with Betty. Because
right.
she could have all kind of insecurities
right.
and inferiority that she grew up with. God's power has helped us. And so as a PhD, as someone who deals with the brain, do you really agree that spiritual influence and strength and enabling is an essential part of this whole process?
It's the most important part of the process. I believe when a person is born again, they're actually giving their free will to God, because God gave us free will, and there's a structure in the brain for free will, and He gave that to us. And when you're born again, you give that back to Him. So you actually, you know, it's a situation of, you know, we don't have His level of understanding. We don't know His thoughts. We need to find His thoughts. We need to have the mind of Christ in order to be able to submit that free will to God. You know, to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Rely not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. So if you submit your free will to Christ, He's going to take that, and He's going to show you how to turn that around and to create healthy thoughts. And it requires a lot of discipline. It requires a lot of hard work, but it's not on our own. It's impossible. But with God, it is possible. With God, it is possible to take all those horrific traumas that you've gone through. We've all got stories to tell. There's terrible things out there. Some of the letters we received that came through are heartbreaking. But every single person has that hope in Christ to actually be able to take that free will, give it to God, and help Him to actually cause this change of toxic, going from toxic to detoxic thinking. Because your thought life, you are what you think. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know, and based on that, you have a brain in your heart as well. And this for me is phenomenal. You have a 40,000 neuron brain in your heart that connects directly to your free will in your brain.
This is a scientific fact.
This is a scientific fact. It's quite new research, and it actually controls, it links directly to the part of your brain, which is more or less over
here. And you
mean
the physical heart, not just the emotional part we call the heart, the physical heart.
The actual physical heart has a 40,000 neuron, very sophisticated checking machine, which checks for congruence, for interaction, and it actually is a still small voice that goes up and helps with your decision making. You receive information, it comes in your brain, and you start to formulate a thought. Now, as that information comes in, you make a decision of your will. Is this good for me? Is this bad for me? Do I need this? Am I going to accept this? Am I going to reject this? And you rely on the heart to guide that decision. So the heart has a huge cognitive, it secretes a chemical called ANF that actually has a cognitive impact. In other words, it controls the thinking process. And that's like a checking station to help us to actually make a good decision. But if your mind's chaotic, it completely wipes out that message from the heart. And then that chemical that the heart secretes brings your body into a state of peace. And if it's not being secreted because you haven't listened to the heart, your body goes into a state of dis-ease or lack of peace, and you feel it physically. When you don't feel at peace, you feel it physically in your body. You know, so we've got this incredible ability to control our thought life, and an extra checking station from our heart, which the Holy Spirit will speak to in a small, still voice. You know, so we've got all these checking stations built into our physical nature. It's just phenomenal.
You know, I find myself just, I'm as captivated here every bit as I was sitting at home watching her on our program and finding myself hanging on her words. Don't you appreciate the way Dr. Leaf has expressed herself and all that's going on in our mind and the insight that she's giving us? Now, I want to just say this to you. There is, and by the way, she's going to talk in another program about how we begin to take steps to detoxify, to get the toxin out of our brain, to get this old abscess or cancerous deposit is similar to that in its deadly effect and deadening effect, to how we can turn that into fruitfulness and productiveness. You know, the Bible talks in the Psalms about meditating on the Word of God, and we become like a fruitful tree that's planted by the river that is capable of drawing life and strength and then doing what it was designed to do. And you know, Dr. Leaf, Caroline, we don't have to strain. No plant strains to grow flowers. If we are really rooted and drawing the right source, we won't have to strain to love.
Not at all.
We won't have to strain to forgive. We don't have to gut it out and say, "Well, I'm gonna forgive you, but I know someday God will get you." Well, that's not the fruit of the Spirit.
No.
That's not this reprogramming that you're talking about. And you know, I've got to ask you, did you feel a comfort level and a connection with the other ladies, with Dr. McCarrow, with Marty Copeland, that you put together a whole package? I'm holding it here in my hand. You know, our body, his temple. Did you feel like God brought something together very special where you were able to go into detail and give step by step, and then the other women contributed in a way that you feel like if people will absorb, and then Beth Moore teaching how to keep from being paralyzed because of spiritual problems, when you get this whole combination, did you feel like we were putting something in people's hands that could go right straight into their heart and just make a big difference?
A complete life-changing tool. It was incredible how it just worked. God's hand was on this whole program. We didn't even know each other, and we just all connected, and it just flowed. You know, one dealing with the mind, and one dealing with the body, and one dealing with the, you know, the nutrition of the body, the spirit. It's just incredible. It's a tool that I believe is life-changing and is essential for this in this day and age where we have so many things, new agey kind of things coming at us and telling us how we should be. Self-help is, people are desperate for self-help. We saw that with the emails that we got. We saw that from the reaction of the book. People are desperate for help.
Well, you know, I believe this is a tool. Yeah, when I think about somebody in new age or this self-thinking and not having a supernatural help from God and from really the perfect example, which is set in Jesus Christ, no question about it. I feel like they just trade one form of being a zombie to another form of being a zombie. And what God really wants to do, and I'm sorry, but I mean, by the way, churches are full of people who are like zombies. They're just pickled in religion, but their brain's stuck. Somebody turned their brain off. I mean, that's the name of the book, is Who Switched Off My Brain? Well, I'm going to tell you what, you can get it turned back on. And, you know, all of the material that we're offering, I'm holding here the DVDs, and it is my sincere prayer from the depth of my heart that you will get your body His temple. I want to send it to you in DVD, or you can get it in CD. We're asking you to make a gift of $99 if you'd like to have the DVD and the books and Beth Moore's teaching. We'll send all that to you. If you want it on CD, we're asking for $59. And of course, you're investing in the outreach that you see right here through television. But we also want to ask you to do this. Prayerfully consider making an additional gift to help us care for 15,000 children in Nicaragua where we're building those homes. We've got a tremendous number of children that desperately need our help, and we're asking you to help. Make a special, what a great way to end the year with a great gift to say, I want to take care of those children. I mean, you take $2 and we're able to take care of a child. $50 will help us care for 25 children. That's a gift you'll be making. So great way to end the year, great way to begin the year. Go to the telephone right now or go online and say, I want the teaching series. I hope you'll get it on DVD. You'll be getting the three books also in Beth Moore's teaching. Go right now and ask for this. And thank you so much for helping us. Reach out and offer an opportunity for health and well-being also to the children. While we try to be healthy, we can also help some children be healthy. Thanks for making that call.
In this fast-paced world, it's often difficult to balance what the Bible says about health and wholeness with the latest scientific discoveries. Introducing Your Body, His Temple, a powerful new series that will put you on the road to physical health and emotional wholeness. Through 8 life-changing messages, our guests Caroline Leaf, Janet McCarroll, and Marty Copeland team up to help you achieve God's best for your life. Their professional insight and passion for wellness will elevate you from a frustrating lifestyle of stress and dieting to a lifestyle of freedom in your body, your soul, and your spirit. Plus, when you call today, we'll send you 3 dynamic books, Dr. Caroline Leaf's Who Switched Off My Brain, Dr. Janet McCarrow's Fabulous at 50, and certified personal trainer Marty Copeland's Top 10 Diet and Fitness Strategies.
I can't thank you enough. This is what I was telling everyone my whole life.
Thank you for explaining everything so well. The journey's not easy, but I've come so far I can't turn back now, even if I wanted to.
This is really remarkable. Thank you for bringing this to life.
With your gift of $59 or more, you'll receive Your Body, His Temple audio series and books, or request the video series and books with your gift of $99 or more. Call today and we'll send you a bonus DVD by Beth Moore, When Life Has You Paralyzed. As you move on your journey to health and emotional wholeness, you'll be helping 15,000 suffering children in Nicaragua take a step toward better health. Please consider an additional gift of $20, $50, or $100 to help us provide emergency food supplies for 10, 25, or even 50 children for a month. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, and you may request the video series along with one of the Final Few New Creation bronze sculptures. This is the last week. Call, write, or make your gift online today. In this region of Nicaragua, thousands of children live with the empty, gnawing pain of hunger. It is an area where 75% of the children are malnourished and 25% severely.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, gracias.
He's giving us food.
You know, he doesn't have anything, but he just went ahead and gave
us... He doesn't have anything, and he's giving us food.
Oh, gracias. ¿Dónde lo conseguiste esto? Abajo. You went to pick it up all the way down the hill.
You know, Jose, he freely gave me this mango with an extended belly, and he's starving. And he freely gave, and I pray that you will allow him to freely receive out of your goodness, out of the ways that God's blessed you. Will you please give so that he could have a hope in a future, so that he could have health in his little belly? We could put hope back in these little eyes.
I know that all the viewers, Betty, of our program, and I thank God for this, that you can't watch long and not start noticing others. And you're going to find when we're here and our guests, we notice you. You're just as important as the children in Nicaragua. We want to thank you for helping us care for them and ask for the Your Body, His Temple series, not only for your body, which is His temple, but for all the people you love. I'm telling you, the insight, the information can be life-saving, life-changing. I hope you'll get it on DVD. It's available on CD. Who switched off my brain? I didn't know. So many people felt like mine's not working right. I think I'd noticed it a few times myself as I moved about in public. And even when I go to churches sometimes, it looks like we've got shut down city. People are jammed. We're going to talk to Dr. Leaf also in another program about how you start taking these steps to get the toxic thoughts out of your mind. You want to say thanks to Dr. Caroline Leaf. Thank you so much for being with us, Caroline. God bless you and your family. If you want her to come, maybe and be in your area, there's her website. You can communicate with her directly, so maybe she can come and give us some learning insight in our area. God bless you. Thanks for watching.
Tomorrow on Life Today, James and Betty encourage us to take care of our bodies with help from Dr. Caroline Leaf, Dr. Janet McCarroll, and Marty Copeland. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.